Merritt can tell us about. Our next guest in the K-Man Local Artist Series has been here before, but he's back with an album debut. I think you're one of our first couple of guests. I was trying to remember when it was.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It had to be sometime around like August or September, I think.
Sounds about right.
Beginning of August.
So you've been busy since then.
Yeah. I've been working on this EP for probably like around a year now. Like, some of these songs are pretty old, but I've just been like working through like over the months. And because I talked to Tim about it, like, when was that time that we met up? Like,
this was months ago. This was like maybe October.
Yeah, and I was like, November. It's probably gonna be finished like around November. Yeah. And then I've cut like three songs since then, added two, and it was shot a whole music video in that time as well. So,
oh wow,
there's a lot's been done.
Well, as far as album releases go, I mean, that's generally how it is. You're not alone. You know, even the major artists, like, oh, it's coming out next month, and then 2 years later, you finally get the album from them.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised it's only a couple of months later than your original release date.
Right.
Yeah. That's not bad at all.
So is this the first EP as a complete package that you've released, or have you done one before?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because I had some music before that wasn't really aligned with like the same genre that I'm doing right now.
Right.
And that's all erased from history. So
you've reinvented yourself.
Yeah. So I'm going to say yes to that question.
Okay. So you had stuff up on Spotify and then you go back later and you're like, nah, this is, I'm not feeling this anymore.
I think it was, I tried to do like a rap thing like a while ago and it's just like, no, that's not me at all.
So when you speak of genres, then how would you describe your type of music and this EP?
I have no idea, to be honest. I always, whenever somebody asks like what type of music I make, I say like a Drake dancehall type thing, where it's like not too intensely dancehall, but like just a little bit of that that Caribbean influence to it, you know?
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything in there. There's definitely, I can tell you're a Drake fan. Yeah. You know, you can hear the influences in people, which is fine.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean? You're still doing your original thing, but you can hear the influences. So it's like, and yeah, the same thing. I would say it's not quite hip hop. It's not quite straight R&B because he's, you know, it sounds more hip hop than R&B, but then you're kind of singing. You're not really rapping.
You got the Caribbean influence.
In the Caribbean influence. Yeah, it's great. Every single track on the album I loved.
Thank you. You sent it to me
ahead of time.
So if people want to download or listen to it, how can they do it? All streaming platforms, I'm assuming?
Every single streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer.
Just look up Merrick.
Yeah, Merrick.
Which is spelled M-A-R-I-C, by the way.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So look it up that way. Now, we had you on months ago, but I mean, a lot of people wouldn't have heard that. So what's a little background on you?
I've been making music for a couple years now. Really, like, started taking it serious after came back from university, from Canada, came back here.
Where'd you go?
I went to Laurier.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
Came back here, I'd released one up there. It was my first try at like the more Caribbean genre, and it did really well. I was like, okay, like I'm just going to run with this.
Right.
And then came back here, got stuck in the house with like COVID lockdown and stuff.
Yeah, of course, made a whole bunch of we all did, yeah.
Yeah, made a whole bunch of new songs like that. And I don't know, ever since then. And then Cassava happened as well in like around June. And that was kind of like the point where I was like, okay, I need to follow up with like a project now. I just kept on dropping singles and I was like, it's time.
Yep, I would agree.
Time to release something bigger.
And I saw you just released, was the video for Cassava? It just came out too, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's last night as well? Or
Yeah, that was last night at 7.
Wow.
That's been over a couple months as well. I've tortured my videographer trying to get that together because we would come up with an idea. I'd call him and be like, I have this great idea. And it would just never get done. And I'd message him like a month later and be like, okay, here's a new great idea that like I really want to do.
So what's the premise of the video then?
I think we went through like 6 different premises of the video. But this one just kind of followed like the whole topic of the song was like going through a breakup with somebody.
Okay.
So it kind of followed. It starts off with like us arguing on the beach and then it transitions through all these like different VHS clips of us out doing our separate things, but still kind of in the same place, because that's kind of how K-Man is.
Very much.
We've talked about that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. So it just kind of follows like this this kind of very toxic and
awkward.
Yeah, awkward situation,
right, yeah,
but
like, yeah,
both people are trying their best to hide it, you know? Each time we see each other out, like, it's, oh, smiles, we're fine, but it's like, actually, there's a lot of drama involved in all of that.
It's a little bit of that based on true life experience.
Of course, of course.
We've talked about dating so much on this show in K-Man. So, like, are there places now that you avoid because of certain, you don't have to say, like, this person, but, like, when you've broken up with somebody,
yeah,
do you say, I'm not going to go to this place anymore? Do you not even worry about it?
Well, yes.
So you will avoid places.
Yeah, I avoid K-Man pretty much.
The entire place.
You just don't go out.
Well, you got an excuse. You're like, I'm in the studio. I'm working on music. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm working on music. My excuse always is, hey, I got to go to bed early. I mean, that's why you don't see me out that much.
Yeah, exactly. I
got to go to bed early. So let's play one of the songs
Wait to hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
The EP right now. This is, like, you had sent it to me, and then I picked out a couple that I would say were singles. And I think you've been getting reaction to this one quite a bit. We're about to play Pray For Me.
Yeah, yeah. It's been one of the best performing so far.
Yeah, well, we've been playing Cassava for you quite a bit. So I think this is a new one we're going to add. But first time here on Z99, this is Merrick's Pray For Me. It's the best station in K-Man, Z99. Good stuff, man. Pray For Me from Merrick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds good. We've got him in the studio right now. His EP debut dropped at just midnight.
Yep.
And was that East Coast time? So it was our time, right?
Yeah, our time.
Okay. I call it East Coast time. Look at me. Being from America. Yeah, our time here in K-Man. So what's the name of the entire EP, if you want to look it up?
It's called Yours Truly Us.
Okay.
Kind of like a nod to a whole bunch of different personalities that you kind of take up as you move through all these different relationships, how they change you. And it's kind of through personal experience how I felt like I was a different person through each person I had an interaction with. Like, it had changed me a little bit. And so if I'm telling all these stories from all these different relationships that I've gone through, like, I didn't feel like it was just one person. It was like a collective of, like, these different personalities that I had.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with that. Every person does change you.
Yeah.
And just ahead of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Done on purpose. Done on purpose.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of just like negative, like Amon, I Don't Want You Back type songs on there? Or is there nothing like that that we can play? Like a breakup song. You got a good breakup song?
Tim loves the breakup songs.
I like the just in your face breakup songs.
I don't think I do. I have some couple that I'm thinking about doing a deluxe. I have, because there's still a million songs that I have unreleased as well that we're going to be on this. One of them that was actually supposed to be on this was an In Your Face breakup song.
Oh, really?
And I cut it because I didn't think it matched everything else.
Right, because there's a flow to the album
right?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for, Tim especially can't wait for that one.
Well, and, can I make a request, actually, that you record an In Your Face breakup song? Or actually, we could just have you cover Amon. We're looking for a local artist to cover Amon in time for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Could you do that? I don't want you back.
We can switch up the lyrics. I can see what I can do. See what I can do.
It's pretty hardcore lyrics. But, you know, we all got somebody we could probably dedicate that to.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Sure.
Anyway, good stuff. Congratulations on
Thank you. All
the work you did and the success.
And I can't wait to hear all the songs.
Yeah. Well,
I've download
right
the music now.
Please.
It's available on all streaming platforms.
Correct. Yours truly, us.